You all have an invitation from Tranquility, an invitation that says, come here. And Tranquility that's inviting you is boundless stillness, a stillness that has no boundaries. It's a resting in clarity. Boundless clarity. Abiding. In restful clarity. In tranquility, there can be tranquility of the body, a certain kind of stillness of the body that also feels dynamic. It's not frozen or held tight. Maybe we can say a glowing stillness in the body. And there's tranquility of the mind. The gentle unmoving of the mind, the mind that doesn't move. We often talk about the mind moving, putting the mind on the breath or turning the mind towards something. The mind wandered off. These are all metaphors. In fact, the mind goes nowhere. In the Dharma stream, the mind is allowed. To be still and unmoving, tranquil. The mind doesn't go to anything, doesn't pull away from anything. Instead, things just are in the mind. Things appear in the mind. There's nothing you need to do about what appears except to know it. And at the base of the karmic mind is movement, agitation. Below all the fuel and grasping and attitudes that bring about suffering. Fundamental to it is the moving mind, the agitated mind. And you might, on this sitting, make it very simple. Recognize when the mind is moving. Recognize when the mind is agitated. And look beyond the edges of the movement, the edges of the agitation. Look even beyond the edges of the mind to the tranquility, stillness that's there that holds it all. Feel your way to the edges of your thoughts. Beyond the edges, the boundaries, there's boundless stillness. And perhaps in this sitting, you can very gently be still. And with that, whatever stillness you have, simply recognize movement in the mind, agitation, movements in the body. And notice when there's stillness. When there is tranquility, tranquility invites you to abide in its boundless nature. Sometimes we talk about a path of practice. And in the abstract, the path can be seen to be a long path. But in the lived life, the path is very short. The path is the next step you take, the next breath you breathe. It's found in how you stand up from your meditation. It's found in how you put a dirty dish on the kitchen counter. It's found in how you open a door. This endeavor to go from suffering to the end of suffering is a big thing. But the path to it is found through all the small things we do that we often overlook because we're busy in our minds thinking ahead, thinking about other things, thinking that what we're doing is unimportant, that it's boring, so do it quickly to get on to the things that are interesting. You wash the dishes, but not be present for the dishes, for the washing, because you want to do them quickly so you can come to meditation and be present, sitting, doing nothing. It's a precious thing to be on retreat. And to whatever degree you can, throughout the day, let each small little step, small activity, each individual section, segment of an activity, be where you find the Dharma path. Be really present for what you do. Taking off your clothes in the day, and do you just drop them on the floor? Maybe how you treat your clothes is as valuable as how you treat your breath as you breathe in meditation. After retreat, you can do as you wish, but on retreat, you might take every activity you do as the Dharma door, as where you discover the path with every step you take. And so to be present for it and if you're not fully present for it, you can do the very next best thing that's just as good and notice how you're not present for it. Notice the movements of the mind, the agitation in the body. Notice how the thinking is no longer about the present moment. Notice that the attitudes that pull you away from the simplicity of doing the next activity quietly, peacefully. And to begin to see those attitudes as the movements of the mind, nothing more, nothing less, just movements. And can there be the mind be present for opening the door without movement. Can the mind see the leaves in a tree outdoors and not move, not before it or against it, not move by desires and aversions? And if the mind can't be motionless, the very best next thing, just about as good, maybe even better, is to see really clearly how the mind is moving. Oh, it's like this. Ah. And then the path is found. And how you know it. Can you know it calmly, peacefully, with no conflict to how the mind is and no conflict with the shenanigans of the mind? Just know it. And the more peacefully you attempt, tranquilly you attempt to be present, for each step, each activity, each detail of an activity, the more opportunities you'll have to practice non-conflict with what the mind does. May this support you to live a tranquil day. Boundless stillness. Restful clarity. Thank you. And the one announcement for today is that this evening at 7:15, Kim has a drop-in group for the full participants. So it's optional. And if you'd like to go, you're welcome to go if you're a full participant. Thank you.